Okay, hope everyone's doing great. Hope everyone's having a wonderful summer. And we look forward to greeting everybody back in yeshiva after the summer. So Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav reads as follows. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol malacha shehiskel ba kodem l'arba asar, any malacha that a person started to do before the 14th of Nisan, gomra b'arba asar, he's allowed to finish it b'arba asar on the 14th of Nisan. And the commentators point out that we're talking about even in a city where the minog, where the custom is not to work on Erev Pesach. If you started the work before Erev Pesach, a few days before Erev Pesach, you could finish the work even on Erev Pesach. Aval lo yaschil ba batchila b'arba asar. However, a person shouldn't start new work on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach. Afal pishayachol gamra. Even though he knows for sure that he is able to finish it. So even though you know you could finish it, you should not start new work on the 14th of Nisan. V'chachamim omrim. And the rabbis say, Shalosh umanios osin malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzos. There are three businesses that could remain open on Erev Pesach ad chatzos until midday. V'eluhain, and these are them, hachayotim, the tailors, hasaparim, the barbers, v'akovsin, and the laundromats, those that do laundry, so they are able to remain open on Erev Pesach, ad chatzos, until midday. And the commentators point out that under certain circumstances, these activities, the tailor, the barber, the laundromat, they could be done even on Chol HaMoed. Under certain circumstances, they could be done even during the Yontif on Chol HaMoed. So certainly, we allow you to do these activities on Erev Pesach. If they could be done on Chol HaMoed, they could certainly be done on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, Af haratz onim. There's one more profession that's included in this list, even the shoemakers. The shoemakers as well could go ahead and remain open until midday on Erev Pesach. Thus concludes Mishnah Vav. Moving right along to Mishnah Zayin. Here we go. Moshivin shovachin l'tarnagolim bar basar v'tarnagola shebarcha. Okay, so slowly. Moshivin shavach l'tarnagolim barbasar, which means as follows. If you have a coop, who has coops? I don't know. But if you have a coop, if you have a chicken coop, and the birds fly away, the birds are resting on top of the eggs. So if the birds fly away, you're allowed to go ahead and return the birds to the coop so that they could rest on the eggs and continue to grow the eggs. So you could do that barbasar on the 14th of Nisan. Beautiful. V'tarnagola shebarcha machzirin osalim koma. And the commentaries point out, now we're talking about, fast forward to Chol HaMoed. If during Chol HaMoed a chicken or a rooster runs away, you're allowed to go ahead, machzirin osalim koma. You're allowed to go ahead and put her back on the eggs. You're allowed to go ahead and put her back to the place where she was. If she runs away from the eggs, you're allowed to go ahead and physically pick her up and put her back on top of the eggs. So again, on Erev Yontif, you're allowed to go ahead and take the birds that fly away, and you're allowed to go ahead and put them back on the eggs. During Chol HaMoed, if the chicken runs away, you're allowed to pick up the chicken and put the chicken back on top of the eggs. V'imesa, and if the chicken dies, let's say during Chol HaMoed, Moshivin acheres tachtel, you're allowed to go ahead and take another chicken, another rooster, and put it on top of the eggs so that the eggs won't get ruined. They won't die. Oh, fine. Gofrin mitachas ragli behema barba asar. The halacha is, on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, gofrin mitachas ragli behema. One is allowed to clean out the stall from underneath the behema, all the schmutz and all the garbage that's on the floor of the stall. One is allowed to take a shovel, and one is allowed to shovel it up and clean it up and completely clean out the stall on Erev Pesach, if he desires. Uva moed, but on Chol HaMoed, misalkin litzdadin. The halacha is, he shouldn't go ahead and clean it up like he's allowed to clean it up on Erev Pesach. Uva moed, during Chol HaMoed, misalkin litzdadin. He's allowed to push it to the sides. He can't completely clean it like he can on Erev Pesach. And finally, the last halacha in the Mishnah, Malichin Umevian Kalim Mibes Ha'uman. So the halacha is, on Erev Pesach, a person is allowed to go ahead and drop off and pick up items that were fixed from Mibes Ha'uman, from the store, from the professional. even if he doesn't need them for Yontif. For example, a person's bag ripped. So a person a week before Pesach, he's allowed to go ahead, obviously. He could bring it to the repair shop. He's allowed to bring it to somebody to repair it. If the bag is ready, right? If the bag is ready on Erev Pesach, so there's nothing wrong. You're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to go on Erev Pesach, and you're allowed to pick up that bag, even if you don't need that bag for Pesach, for the Yontif of Pesach. And similarly, let's say it rips on Erev Pesach. So I want to go ahead, and I want to drop it off by the store so that it should be repaired. So I'm allowed to drop it off on Erev Pesach. Even though I don't need that bag for Yontif, I'm allowed to drop it off. I'm allowed to drop it off by the repair shop on Erev Yontif. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the rest of your summer, and we look forward to greeting you all in Yeshiva after the summer.